7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Master of Medicine. Didn't I introduce you that way last week?
And good day. It? Keep going.
Right? Well, we all have to keep going. 888-553-7536. That's the way for you to keep going. Those of you who have questions about what's going on in your body, maybe even in your mind, because sometimes mental health affects physical health. Don't you find that to be the way? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Good Day program, is here to take your calls, by the way, for the next 2 hours. Also, email to drken@drkenshow.com, and you can send me an email if you'd like, doug@dougstefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and the usual things. The listen box at dougstefan.com is a good way to get connected. So do not hold back. Help yourself. We'll be discussing some of the medical news of the week, the important story. The news that affects you as far as medicine and your health. The obesity study this week certainly has gotten a lot of attention, Ken. But before we get to that, let's talk about the cover of Time magazine and the medical implications of breastfeeding one's child. That's the suggestion. Those of you, unless you've been under a rock for the last 24 to 48 hours, the kind of conversation that has the Time magazine, you know, it's really amazing. These magazines, the so-called news magazines, have transitioned into pop culture magazines because that's the only way they can survive.
They really
People magazine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the news isn't really news. The news is that a lot of people are all whooped up about this woman who I think is in her late 20s, if I remember, Ken.
Yes, she is.
Kind of skinny, nice
tight
face,
jeans.
And she has a son standing on a chair breastfeeding with... I think the son's, what, 4 years old or something?
He's almost four.
Almost four.
And it is her son.
Yeah. All right. So what's the big deal here? Why is this? Why does it have medical implications?
Let me just preface my remarks by saying I'm a big advocate of breastfeeding. I have experience with my wife trying to breastfeed our daughter. And as often happens, it just is not meant to be, even with a good effort, even with good coaching. And I have to tell you, not being a prude, but I work so hard to get this cover of Time magazine off of my computer because I was afraid I was going to be put in jail for 5 to 10 years in Florida.
For child porn?
Yeah. This cover, Time magazine, which, as they say, was just done to get attention, and, you know, I think the media has... within reason, ways to get attention. The woman who did this, she's 26. She's in these incredibly tight jeans with a tank top, and the left breast is exposed, and the kid is standing on a step stool. He's almost 4 years old, sucking on her nipple, and they're both looking at the camera. He is looking at the camera with, you know, just confused, and she is arrogantly staring at the camera. And, you know, she is probably... you know, not exactly all hooked together properly in the brain. And he definitely is going to be not all put together. He's going to be a wacky kid after this. And I think that they are trying to get attention for breastfeeding, but also this idea in medicine of even a tighter bond between mother, where the mother and child are actually so close day and night, 24/7, they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to work into Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening, to work into Mother's Day this way with a picture, which I tell you, from our experience with my wife and I trying to breastfeed our child, you know, it's kind of offensive because they're calling into question any mother who can't keep up to this standard. And to present it like this, I think, is going to set back breastfeeding, which is so wonderful an effort. It's so healthy for the child. It's great for the bonding of the mother and child. But I don't know of any mom and child who breastfeeds standing up. I have yet to see one.
I remember my children breastfeeding, and they would usually the kinds of things that got things going. I remember my stepmother was horrified at my wife breastfeeding in public at restaurants and things to the point where she would get so upset she'd get up and leave. And I was all for breastfeeding my children, and I was all for giving my stepmother the old It just seemed so silly in the sense, you know, Tony was very good about it. She always had a one of those towels, and she'd put with the kids when they were hungry. At 6 months, whatever it was, 8 months, through a year and a half. So the special shirts, I remember, unbutton them, and the children would nurse. Tony would always sit on the inside so nobody would see it, and there'd be a towel over. It was foolishness. There's a lot of social prejudice about this sort of thing. But as you're suggesting, there's sort of an up yours attitude, it would appear.
And the quote on the cover is, "Are you mom enough?" As if you... If you're not actually doing what this woman is doing, mm-hmm. you know, you're not quite a complete mother. Mm-hmm. And this is going to irritate so many women who have tried and been unsuccessful at breastfeeding. It's going to set back breastfeeding. It's trying to bring attention to Dr. Sears, who became a guru for attachment parenting. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is really over the edge in today's world of where women have so many demands on them. It's very hard for them to put this kind of effort into it, and it's just going to make a lot of women feel even less good about who they are. This is not really doing any good, and I even am unhappy that we're giving more attention to Time Magazine, but...
Well, that's why they did it. Time Magazine must sell more magazines. Exactly. That's the way to do it. 888-553.
Don't buy it. Look at it online and then get it quickly off your computer so you're not arrested.
888-553-7536. Gene, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi. Oh, Joan. I'm sorry. I got Gene and Joan. Let's do Joan first. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I have a question for Dr. Ken. My 43-year-old friend of mine had just been diagnosed with viral thyroiditis. Now, it's something that attacks the thyroid. What exactly does that do to the thyroid?
Sure. Just out of curiosity, did you happen to see the Time Magazine cover, Joan?
No.
All right, well, we'll have
Ended
to ask somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what you thought about
yeah.
it.
And that's a good question, by the way, as Ken is suggesting. What do you think does... Did you breastfeed your children? How healthy are they? And is this something that resonates with you or not? 888-553-7536. Joan, what's the name of this problem this lady has again?
Viral thyroiditis. Thyroiditis.
Well, the thyroid gland is the boiler of the body. It's a gland. It looks like a butterfly. It sits on the top of the neck, right where your Adam's apple is, and it secretes a hormone called thyroid hormone, which controls metabolism, controls how fast your heart beats, it controls how warm or cold you are. And if you don't have enough thyroid, your heart rate goes low, you feel cooler than everybody else, you put on weight, you're tired, your skin gets dry, your eyebrows on the edges may start falling off, your hair may start falling out, you may get very constipated. These are all the symptoms of low thyroid. The other extreme always happens when you have too much thyroid. And there are thyroiditis in medicine, the itis, that's an inflammation. There are some viruses that can attack the thyroid and create problems depending on how severe they are. Usually there's an outpouring of thyroid hormone, so initially you might get too much thyroid. If it attacks the thyroid, destroys the thyroid, you may get into a situation where the thyroid levels are too low and then you need to replace the thyroid. Do you know where your friend is on all this?
Well, she just saw the endocrinologist this week, and he just wants her to get blood tests every 3 weeks and then see him back in 6 weeks. So apparently the way he's talking, it'll work itself out. I don't know.
Well, he's just following the course of this.
Yes.
And, you know, we also call this subacute thyroiditis. And you can get an enlargement of the thyroid gland. It can actually cause some pain in the front of the neck. Sometimes you get a fever, fatigue, muscle and joint aches.
And yes, you, he has all that.
And you initially have the symptoms of an overactive thyroid. You feel hot, your heart may race, and these are issues that usually go away after a few months, but it can last up to 6 months, and initially it presents as symptoms of hyperthyroidism. You can even lose some weight, but oh boy, what a way to lose weight. And also there can be some mental anxiety, which sounds like it was, you know, that you were picking up on that. Yeah. And as the thyroid heals, there can be a period of underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism. And this needs to be watched, and that's why I hope the doctor, it sounds like the doctor is following those levels with blood tests. It's treated usually with pain relievers, high-dose aspirin, and also with corticosteroids often, prednisone, to cut down on the inflammatory response. And during the hyperthyroid period, often we give drugs like beta blockers to get in the way to block the effects of the excessive thyroid hormone. It's an interesting problem, and often it is self-resolving.
All right, there you go. Thank you for the call, ma'am. 888-553-7536 with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The value of Dr. Ken, you can find it at 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ken and Doug, we're just looking so much forward to speaking with you. Anything you'd like to talk to a doctor about, your health, medicine, yourself, your kids, your family, mom, dad, anyone have a health care problem? I think everybody does. You get into the medical maze these days. It's not user-friendly. I'd like to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll-free from anywhere in America. I've been a physician over 30 years. I'd like to share with you my experience, help you get to the next step. Doug's in San Francisco. I'm in Florida. I was a cardiology fellow in the late 1980s in San Francisco. I'm grateful to that city teaching me a lot of cardiology, the University of California, San Francisco. I had come from Duke University, where I was a medical intern and resident. Before that, I graduated medical school from the University of Pennsylvania, so I've seen medicine practice throughout the country, different styles, different approaches. And although you hear a lot of traditional training from me, I'm not allergic to alternative medicine. I like to take the best of both worlds, call myself a blended physician, but I use evidence-based studies to help you get to the next step, taking from the best of all worlds, and I will definitely not embarrass you. You can understand me, no bill, and it's toll-free. Once again, you better grab the few lines that are open, because I promise you they don't stay open, and everybody's upset at me because you don't have time at the end, so don't be upset. Dial quickly. Get on soon. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536.
I repeat it just for emphasis, 888-553-7536. Here's Susan in Ocala who has a problem she'd like to discuss with you, Dr. Ken. Susan, say hi to Ken Kronhaus.
Yeah. I'd like to know, what do you do to if you have a ringworm in your hair?
Okay, so you have a scalp infection, and this can invade the hair and the skin of your scalp, and it can definitely lead to hair loss. But once the good news is, once the hair is treated, it generally will grow back if it's due to a scalp infection. Have you been to the doctor yet?
No, I never go to doctors.
Oh, you're allergic to doctors.
I never go to doctor. My okay. hair doesn't really. I don't lose my hair from the scalp, but they break all over small pieces.
Susan, there's a lot of different reasons why you can lose your hair, and if you're correct and it is an infection, you're lucky because that is very treatable. You just need to go to the doctor to get the appropriate medication and confirm the diagnosis. We were talking before about thyroid. Thyroid problems definitely can cause hair loss. There are some immune system problems where it attacks the hair follicle. This can cause hair loss. There are some other skin disorders. a lot of the medications that we use for cancer,
arthritis.
Oh,
I never take medication. I don't take. I never took an aspirin in my life.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. But the other people wondering about this, there are medications for cancer, arthritis, depression,
yes,
heart problems, high blood pressure, all can cause this. But Susan Ocala, I would definitely recommend that you get to the doctor. If it is ringworm, it's treatable, and you can get this all taken care of. Susan Ocala, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
888-553-7536. Sharon, you're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Yes, Dr. Ken.
Sharon, did you see the cover of Time magazine?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay.
My comment is I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia over 18 years ago. But there's something else that has been going on in here, and that's I know five women that have gotten tested for Lyme disease here in Tennessee, and when they went to a bigger town out of Tennessee to get a Lyme test done, it came back positive. But when they had it done here, it was negative. And Dr. Phil, I don't watch Dr. Phil. Somebody called me and said it was on Dr. Phil's show that what I had just talked about the day before was on Dr. Phil the next day. His whole audience was full of women with fibromyalgia and Lyme disease.
Well, Sharon, let me explain that because we're running out of the clock. Fibromyalgia, it's a diffuse joint muscle ache. You hurt all over, and the doctors run every test from head to toe, and they can't find a problem. It's a real entity, but it can be falsely diagnosed due to the late complications of Lyme disease. You may really be onto something, because left untreated, Lyme disease can cause chronic joint inflammation. We call this Lyme arthritis, particularly of the knee. I don't know how your knees feel. And it can also cause some neurologic issues. Your face can get weak, and you can also have nerve weakness in certain parts of the body. It can also affect your memory. You don't think as well. You can't remember things. And you can have problems with the heart, irregularities of the electrical system. As a heart doctor, I see this. Please get yourself checked, even if you have to go somewhere else out of town, because I would try to exclude that to make sure.
All right. Yeah, I'm having all those symptoms, especially the heart.
Sharon, you are on to something. I'd love to hear what happens. Go to a bigger town, even a teaching hospital. Get the proper skin test and diagnosed for these late complications. There are specialists in this area. An infectious disease doctor will help you.
There you go, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Coming up, more of the medical news that Ken has studied this week. The obesity rate.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program is on the air. You can join the conversation for help on your health and well-being issues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and the dial-in is 888-553-7536. That's the number. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show. Follow us on all the usual social media. You can get the info and the connection to the program. Listen box at DougStefan.com, the number one program for medical information over the weekend. And especially those of you who are listening online at DougStefan.com on the Internet, lots of folks are there. Help yourself to, if you've got a question, it's easy. The only bad question is the one you don't answer. I'm sorry, that you don't ask. If you had an answer, you wouldn't be calling, right? 888-553-7536. Here's Wendell in Tennessee on next with Dr. Ken. Hi, Wendell.
Thank you for taking a call, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Wendell.
My best friend's father was diagnosed with lung cancer, and he's had the surgery. They've taken some of his lung out and did the chemo. Now, just maybe a month later, they say the cancer's came back, and they diagnosed him with just 2 to 4 months to live. It's terribly upset to my best friend. I've told him about the American Cancer Institute in Arizona, I guess, where I've seen alternative medicine, alternative treatments that they promote on television commercials, but here in East Tennessee, don't really have a lot of alternatives, I guess, for alternative medicine, and maybe just besides the traditional chemo. Is there anything that I could tell him besides what I've seen on television, you know, to try to help him?
Well, what are your goals here? I mean, you're trying to not pull a rabbit out of the hat and actually, with a magic wand, provide a cure, or are you just trying to provide some comfort, some emotional support in the last chapter of this life?
Yeah, I was just hoping maybe that I could find out that there was some hope somewhere else in a different direction than the traditional chemo that he went through.
Well, where else has the lung cancer been identified, did you say?
I think it's probably, they said it's back, and I guess it's in what's left of his lungs and probably spread to his lymph nodes, I would think.
But any other organs?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would do is, you know, I would want to get an expert, several expert opinions from traditional medicine. It sounds like he's had one cancer doctor tell him that he's terminal and we have no options. And what area of the country is he in?
We're in East Tennessee, right here at the border of Southwest Virginia.
Okay, well, how far are you from Vanderbilt?
That's doable.
You know, either Vanderbilt or Duke, I would imagine you're probably equidistant between the two of them.
Yes, sir.
I would go to one of them. They're both great institutions for people who have little hope for cancer, and they're often trying state-of-the-art options. You know, I was an intern and resident at Duke, and I spent a couple of months on that rotation, and we would have people come in from all around the country who were told by their local community that there was no hope, and sometimes we would pull a rabbit out of the hat. And I don't want to create any false hope, but that is what I would do to make sure that everything that's been done has been done. They may offer to get into some experimental protocols. The patient needs to decide whether they want to do anything that's experimental. That's an individual decision. I can't really give you specific advice. When things are clearly end stage and terminal, I can't say enough good things about hospice. Hospice just is the way to get into the epilogue, the final chapter of your life. They just will help people die with dignity, and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And that is what I could do. Sometimes with lung cancer, you can try acupuncture, hypnosis, massage, meditation, yoga. These are all alternative therapies, but they're not going to create a magic cure. They'll just maybe help things a little bit. But if you're really looking for that sudden grand slam home run, it's going to be in either Duke or Vanderbilt, finding something that wasn't determined locally. That would be my hope. He's going to be very vulnerable to all of these concoctions that are out there that are looking to take your money. Be very careful of that, because everybody, yourself included, are very vulnerable right now.
There you go, sir. Thank you for the call. Good luck to that gentleman. What a sad story. 888-SAD-REALITY, 888-553-7536. The Good Day Weekend Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air taking your calls. Mary's dialing up from California. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I am a diabetic, about a 12-year history, type 2 diabetes. And I got back my lab work, and my urine was like 365. And I think the range is, safe range is up to 300. Can you tell me whether or not this is very dangerous or...
How's your hemoglobin A1C?
6.8.
Okay.
What's it supposed to be?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on a lot of factors. Hemoglobin A1C, or A1C, what it's sometimes referred to, is the newest way to diagnose diabetes. It is an average of your blood sugars for the past 3 months, 2 to 3 months. The good thing is you don't have to fast for it. And what the normal level should be depends on the individual. When you're a non-diabetic, ideally under 5.6 is really the good place to be. And once you become a diabetic, it depends on the rest of your medical situation, how low we try to run it. For most diabetics, it should be under 7. For the younger diabetic, the one that we're really hoping that's going to live a long time, that we're not too concerned about low blood sugar. And in fact, you would think this is where the body's counterintuitive. Once you have heart problems, the studies show that we don't want it too much lower than 7. But the youngest may, among us who have diabetes, we may want it under 6.5, but as you get older, as you get any heart disease, the studies all show that too low a hemoglobin A1C actually shortens your life. So just keep it under 7. You know, I think, Mary, you're a little under 7 as a diabetic. I think you're doing okay. You're worried about, I guess you're putting some protein into your urine. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay. And it sounds like, you know, you're right at the upper limit of where it should be. But I would, what did your doctor say about it?
She is wasn't saying really that much. He wanted to retest me in 3 months.
Right, just to make sure it's not getting worse. So what I would do is watch your weight. Are you on a good diet? You're avoiding the white flour products, the processed sugar, the all the things you like from the bakery. That's what you want to avoid. Get into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. Do they have you on metformin already?
I've been on it for over 10 years,
okay.
12 years.
And have you been to a dietitian? Do you know what you're supposed to be eating?
I kind of have a general idea of what I'm supposed to be eating, but no dietitian.
Yeah, ask your doctor, because there's often a knowledge gap for all of us, and this is an evolving area, and it can never hurt to review this, because it's so important with type 2 diabetic to have a coach, somebody rooting for you to make sure that you're getting the right diet.
My next question, is this reversible, my urine status?
It hopefully won't progress as long as you keep your numbers where they need to be. And that's going to occur by the diet, the exercise, getting your numbers checked, and then making sure that, you know, that hemoglobin A1C is where it needs to be.
888-553-7536. It's Mother's Day weekend. If you're a mom, you have questions about your health, or if you have the question, maybe you're a son or a daughter of a mom that needs a little attention, you can call and ask Dr. Ken for some of his input on whatever the problem may be. You can also find out a lot about what's going on in the world of health by signing up for the Good Day Health newsletter, the one that's out for this week. A lot of news here, Ken, on diet and exercise. How'd you happen to pick that? There's so much, maybe because of the obesity study?
Absolutely, because of the obesity and, you know, old-fashioned, you think there's nothing that you don't still possible can learn about diet and exercise in the newsletter this week. All of the latest publications in the last month or two, a lot of information that you're not aware of. And as we talked about with the last caller, type 2 diabetes, she's worried about the kidney damage. And the kidney damage has lessened in the last decade just because we're so much better and more aggressive at managing diabetes. And it's all in the diet and exercise.
One of the things I noticed you write about is mad cow disease and how it affects you and your family. I know that you have a lot of scientific information here. The bottom line is it doesn't affect your family because there's never been a mad cow problem in America. It gets overcooked.
Well, I point that out
I do. It's just, if you'll pardon the pun, overcooked by the news media, like so many other things.
I did it mostly to reassure our readers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was good. As you are often the bearer of good tidings rather than bad tidings, which you get from most news media sources. 888-553-7536. Staying calm when provoked helps you maintain or raise levels of good cholesterol. I saw that in a news article in a magazine that focuses pretty much on modern medicine, and I wondered how that would relate to our message for folks who are having problems with high cholesterol. We recommend Cardiol, high triglycerides. This stuff takes care of it. There are all kinds of ways of dealing with a high HDL or high. No, HDL is what we want high. LDL is what we want low, right?
Let me say, staying calm in the face of adversity is what will keep you on planet Earth so much longer. This, mm-hmm. I have watched people who have lived long, healthy lives and have survived illness or avoided illness, and one of the common denominators is in the face of adversity, they keep their composure and control themselves emotionally. And this is just a very health-prolonging effort. But should we talk a little bit about what we can do about high cholesterol?
I think that's an excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Because it is a serious condition, Doug. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, which I'm trying to give ideas, constantly how to avoid the number one killer of Americans. And as a cardiologist, I always seek, Doug, the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in my patients is this new all-natural approach from Italy. And it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels, and they also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. And these bad fats, they're known as triglycerides. Users, they report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take. It's just one capsule a day.
And here's how you get it. You can go to cardiol.net, CARDIOL.net /Ken, K-E-N. So that's cardiol.net /Ken. And you get a special deal, a free 30-day trial, so you can see for yourself, as Ken suggested, how well this works. You pay a shipping and handling fee, that's it. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net /Ken. Or you can call 888-809-6424 for Cardiol, 888-809-6424. Get that 30-day free trial. How can you beat that? All you pay is the shipping and handling. You try this stuff. You see how well it helps you. It's a very positive approach to this problem. And it's a great maintenance as well. Maintenance kit, in a sense, in a little capsule. Cardiol.net /Ken for the free trial, or 888-809-6424.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leo G. Ruffing, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
When I started to leave Chuncheon, I got on the train, and this great big corporal got on the train, and he looked around, and there were plenty of empty seats. I don't know why he chose to come and sit down beside me. And he put out his hand. He said, "I'm Pete," you know, a big, boisterous guy. And then we both went to Indian Town Gap. And I got discharged on 13th of December. And I thought, I'll never see him again, you know. A couple of weeks later, my brother Jim and my youngest sister, who had just graduated high school, we were walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and we run across Pete. And we chatted for a while, and we invited him home for supper. And he never left. 18 months later, he and my sister married. So some good stuff come out of Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
A lot of hot and helpful things going on here this weekend. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is available at 888-553-7536.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Back to your calls and Ken's comments. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, practices in Florida. If you like his methodology and you'd like to perhaps check in with him, maybe make an appointment to go visit him at his clinic. It's 800 Lake Cardio to be in touch with Dr. Ken's office in Florida for yourself. And if you have questions about your health and well-being issues that have come up this week and you're not satisfied with whatever answer you've gotten, help yourself to 888-553-7536. We pay for the call. Jane, you're the person next up who we can connect with Dr. Ken. Let's see what we can do for you. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Jane.
I did want to weigh in on the Time magazine cover.
I'm so glad you do.
I had three children. I breastfed all three of my children, and I guess offended. I'm not sure that was the right word. I just think it was very extreme.
Well, that's how you get people's attention, is the news media doesn't do it. Everybody needs more stimulation, and that's a pretty direct way of stimulating people. For those of you who have not seen this cover, Time magazine this week, showing the picture of a mother in her 20s, breastfeeding her son, about 4. He's standing on a chair. He's dressed. She's sort of looking na-na-na-na-ish at the camera, and the promotion of this element now that seems to be an important trend in our country, Ken, staying connected with your mother.
My concern is that this can't be a healthy experience for that child, being photographed and put on the cover of Time magazine for the rest of his life like this. That's my concern.
Right. I felt that also. And, I mean, some of the best times in my memory are in the middle of the night, sitting in a rocking chair, breastfeeding my children.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm all for that.
If the breast was exposed with mom, in the middle of the night in the rocking chair, I would have loved it.
Yes.
All right. So, Jane, what can we do for you? Yeah, go ahead.
I have a 22-year-old daughter who is in college at San Francisco State, and ever since she's been there, she's had some burning in her legs when she's walking, like, up a hill. And in San Francisco, there's a lot of hills. Anyway, it had been a little bit when she was in high school running the track, but not as much. Her practitioner back in a small town back home ordered an ultrasound, which she had in San Francisco, and they found nothing. And the doctor didn't follow up. And, of course, when your child's in college, it's hard when they get home. They don't have a regular doctor at school. Is there any other way we can go to explore this?
Well, you're breaking up a little bit. I guess you're on a cell phone. And
I'm sorry, yes.
It's okay. And I didn't quite hear the symptoms that you're describing can be due to either circulation issues in the leg, arterial blockages, we call this peripheral vascular disease. In a young woman, I wouldn't expect to find that. In a more older person or somebody who's been smoking, I would expect to see it. Someone who has high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, but I would expect to see blockages in the circulation to the legs, especially the smokers. But another very common cause, which you might see more likely in a younger woman, is from a peripheral neuropathy. It can cause the same symptoms. Peripheral neuropathy can be due to a lot of different reasons. There's some overlap. Diabetes can do it, but I'm not accusing your daughter, but alcoholism, Guillain-Barré, there are autoimmune problems, which I would want to look at, can cause this. There's some vitamin deficiencies that can do it. There's also some chronic nerve issues. Multiple sclerosis can present as burning in the legs. So I would want a neurologist to look at your daughter. That would be my first guess where you're going to find the cause.
Okay, great. I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Certainly welcome. 888-553-7536. The business about the obesity rate, and we haven't talked much about that. That is a big news hype this week. Is there anything any different here, really, Ken?
Well, the thing that's different, and the CDC was responsible for this report saying that if we don't do anything about obesity, 42% of Americans will be obese and 11% will be severely obese by 2030, and the cost in terms of dollars and the cost in terms of lost life. This is all predictable, but what was new about this report is they're trying to take the responsibility away from the individual and let Big Mama, let big government handle this for you.
Yeah, it's always big government, or it's too much of that big government stuff. We see that every single day, and this is just more hype. It's more fear-based thinking. Be proactive. Think about what you're eating. Think about how you're exercising. 59.